All right, well, it felt like only yesterday that we were yelling and screaming at the TV as our Olympians did Australia proud. And we're very excited to be joined by an awesome Australian who did amazing at the Olympics in 2021, Kyle Chalmers. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
No problems at all. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about the vibe of the Olympics. We haven't had too many opportunities to talk to the Olympians after they sort of finished it all up. It looked different on the screen, yeah. But how did it feel for you?
It did. I think it was such a surreal experience for me. I think after obviously it getting delayed the year before, there seemed to be quite a lot of doubt whether it was actually going to go ahead in July this year. And being a well-known figure in Adelaide, everyone wanted to speak to me about the possibility of it being cancelled and delayed again and whatnot. So I guess in the back of my mind, that was a topic that I thought about very, very often and was reminded of every day. So it kind of wasn't until I got there and the first swimming race dove into the pool and that it all started to feel real for me. But obviously being my second Olympic Games, I can compare it to Rio. And
yeah.
It was a very different experience with obviously Rio. You could do whatever you wanted to do. There was no COVID restrictions, whereas this time around it was very strict. We had the masks on everywhere, the gloves, in the food hall. You're only allowed to be in the food hall for 15 minutes with Perspex all around you, so yeah, you're in your own little kind of cubicle to eat. Just everything was a whole lot harder and it was a lot more time spent in your room by yourself kind of watching Netflix. But it's an experience that I definitely wouldn't change. I loved every minute of being there and it's something I'd worked so hard for 5 years to be there.
Yeah, a lot quieter too, mate, because obviously no crowd cheering you on. So
yeah.
Yeah, obviously that was another big thing was having no one in the crowd. But I think, you know, we're quite used to it in Australia. I think there's not too many people that turn out to swimming competitions all that often. And obviously the last 12 months or almost 2 years, I guess, there was no crowds leading into the Olympics. So I think I got quite used to it. And I think I'm lucky that my sport, I've got my head underwater anyway, so I don't actually know where the crowds
are. True. There's a point.
So the Tokyo Olympics were a little bit different to the Rio in the fact that you got silver in the same event. We're going to talk about this because the reason why we've got you on the show is you're partnering with a well-known shaving company, Wool, because I don't know even how to bring this up. I was a bit worried. I was like, how does Kyle really feel about this? You literally lost by a hair. Like, it was...
Call it a close shave, couldn't you?
A close shave, yes. Did Wool approach you or did you approach them?
No, Wool did approach me when I was in quarantine. So it was a nice surprise when I got myself into Darwin after, obviously, the Olympic Games and Wool approached and said, hey, worst thing, you're filming this commercial. How do you feel about it? And
what did you say to them?
It was definitely a campaign and something that I wanted to be a part of. I think it's obviously shaving downs is such an important part of my pre-race routine. Being in the water, we need to be as aerodynamic as we can through the pool. So shaving downs important and obviously we'll have the best products in that area. So it made a whole lot of sense to me. And I think shooting the commercial obviously was pretty lighthearted and a fun day for me. So I thought, why not? This would be a lot of fun and good exposure for me, and I really have enjoyed being a part of Wool for sure.
I love me swimming, Sarah, but I'm not a champion by any means. I've never grown a beard or a moustache.
Well, this is another thing that Wool is going to be doing over the next few weeks. They're running a competition for Australia's craziest beard. Now, as the TV commercial is about to air on TV, and honestly, like Kyle said, he sounded like he had fun doing it. It's a very funny commercial, so wait till you see it. You guys are going to be running that competition for Australia's craziest beard. What does that actually mean? Because I know men, their beards are their pride and joy. As Andrew said, he's never really, you know, put the effort behind one. But are we looking for a good-looking beard or are we looking for what's come out of
maybe
quarantine?
Ned Kelly beard, I don't know.
Or, yeah, lockdown beards.
Yeah, well, I'm the sole judge of it, so I'm excited to see what gets sent through. And I think I'll have a whole lot of photos laid out in front of me and I'll kind of just pick which one's my favourite. But I think, obviously, Australia's done it quite tough with lockdowns this year and whatnot. And I know most men at home have become their home self-barbers and there's definitely been some interesting haircuts getting around. And Plenty of interesting facial hair as well. So I'm definitely pretty excited to be a part of it and see what gets sent through. I think there's endless possibilities really with facial hair. So
you're probably always in training, aren't you? So you're never really able to do any of that. Like you said, you have to, you know, keep shaved down for aerodynamics in the pool and stuff. Have you always wanted a beard?
Well, when I'm not racing, I always have a beard. So when it comes to race day, it's kind of a mental thing for me, is just shaving off all the hair. So I like to make sure I've grown it out. And then, that day before I race, shave it all off and I feel like a baby again. So
we learned something new about Kyle Chalmers today, that he absolutely loves beards.
And plenty of guys.
I do. I love facial hair. I love playing around with it. I think it's a real mental game when you walk into the marshalling room in the heat or a semi-final and you've got a bit of a beard going or a moustache or whatnot. I think it plays with people's heads a little bit. So facial hair is something that I do enjoy.
And plenty of blokes here in the top end, Sarah, proud of their facial hair.
Yes, that's so maybe why we wanted to talk to Kyle, because you can enter at wahl.com.au. So it's W-A-H-L. As many beards as we can possibly get. Kyle, I don't know if you quite understand the type of NT beards you're going to get.
I've spent a little bit of time up in the NT, and I have seen some pretty good ones rocking around the city in Darwin. So it'll be good to see. Good. I'm excited for it.
The only thing, coming from a girl's perspective, I know you guys are probably both going to roll your eyes, but I don't like the food that gets caught in a beard.
Oh, but your partner's got a beard.
Yeah, and I'm Animo. Always telling him.
He saves it for later.
Oh, that's terrible. Terrible to think about. Look out for Kyle Chalmers on the Wahl commercial. There is $2,500 in a prize for the Australia's craziest beard, which Kyle's going to be judging. Thank you so much for jumping on the show. And just before we see you out, you're in preparations for Paris,
Yeah, only 2.5 years now till Paris. So, obviously, like you said earlier in the show, I missed the gold medal by such a fractional margin that it's motivated me more than anything. So I'm excited for Paris, and I'm doing everything I can to make it a gold medal sandwich when I get to Paris.
Yeah, good stuff. We wish you all the best for that. And well, hopefully we can sift out Australia's biggest beard or the best beard.
I can't wait to see what the NT finalists look like. I really can't. I promise you're going to see us on there.
Maybe not you.
No, not me. Actually, what would you do if you had a girl enter the competition?
Judge.
She'll probably win.
Kyle, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kyle.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Awesome, mate.
Kyle. Thank you so much for that.
No problems.
Yeah,
anytime.
We're going to play it back later this morning.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Cool. See you next time you're in Darwin, maybe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
What's that? Later? Should I just do later?
Yeah, later.